You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show.
Good morning, good morning, radio listeners.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is...
little glitch there. Good morning. I like to start out by saying that this is the day that the Lord has made. In it, we will be glad. That's Apostle Whitaker's favorite saying. So this morning, we want to just introduce you to First Church Fivefold Fellowship radio program, The True Word of God, founded by myself, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and Vernon Whitaker. We would like to invite you to our morning worship service. We would like to invite you to our Sunday school, which starts at 10 o'clock, and our morning worship begins at 11 o'clock a.m. So if you find time, if you're not doing anything on Sunday, come out and visit us. The address is 2865
Brighton
Street
in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953.
Yes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. What a wonderful day it is that the Lord has truly made. Amen. And I know that when we get up in the morning time and we speak those words, I know I make my enemy mad with me.
Oh, come on, say it.
Because there ain't nothing that he can do to take my joy, steal my joy, take what God has given me. So now let's all say it together. Let's say it with some happiness. Let's say it with some joy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
I can't say it any better.
I know, but I like to have... put some life into it. Amen. Let me know. Let the Lord know that we're alive.
Let him know, and let also the devil know, like yeah, you said. Amen.
I'm just making him mad. Ain't nothing he can do to upset me today.
I just want to take time out to thank all of the women that come out and support our Hurting Women's Brunch, Open Arms Outreach Hurting Women's Brunch. It has been very successful. And I tell you, we are just growing by leaps and bounds. You know, I just want to encourage you all that are out there listening. If you're not doing anything on the fourth Saturday of the month and you want to come out and join us, we have some very good topics. Our last discussion was on the inner man. And we're trying to get women to recognize what's going on the inside of them in order for them to grow and in order for them to be able to conquer what is going on in their past life so that they can move forward in whatever area in their life that God has planned for them. So I just want to encourage you to come out because we are really having some good topics and women are getting healed all over the place. My God, I tell you that it God just let me know that this brunch is well needed because there's so many of us that are out there hurting. We don't have anybody to turn to or talk to. So we confide in each other. It's women helping women. So the fourth Saturday of March, you put that on your calendar, mark it at 11 o'clock a.m. Come and fellowship with us. Open Arms Outreach Ministries at First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries. But we're not going to prolong the hour. We're going to get into our daily topic this morning. And we want to talk about to whom God's message is addressed and why. To whom did God address his call or invitation to? Now we look into Psalms 49th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And I'm just going to read. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me. We want to do a little study this morning. Psalms 49th chapter, verses 1 through 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Here, God is addressing his call to his call or his invitation to all men all over the world, irregardless of their status in life, low and high, rich or poor. It doesn't matter what kind of degree you have. He's reaching out and he wants people to know that, you know, repentance is there. It's there for the taking. It's there for the asking. Repent and ye shall what? Be saved.
Amen.
So salvation comes into play here. So it doesn't matter, because it's like they say, where the rich man, where the rich man had all his riches.
Yes.
But he lost his soul.
Yes.
But here was a poor man, Lazarus, that was begging and reaching out, and evil things fell upon Lazarus. But mm-hmm. when Lazarus died, Lazarus, even though he was poor, he was rich, because he did what? He winded up into the bosom of Abraham.
Amen.
And the rich man winded up where? In hell.
In hell. Lift up his eyes in hell.
He lifted up his eyes in hell. So that tells me it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can still die and go to hell. You can't buy salvation.
Amen. And I think that's what a lot of people think that they can do. You can buy your way into heaven just because you go to church and you put in a check for $2,000, you put in a check for $3,000, you give $10,000, you give $1 million. But there still ain't no guarantee that
there's
you're going to
no
get
guarantees.
Into heaven.
No.
And you don't get into heaven by buying your way, because you can't buy your way.
Or your good deeds.
Yeah, there is not enough money in this world. Even Donald Trump don't have enough money in this world. Now, even Warren Buffett have enough money in this world. And we know that there are some rich man's peoples is in this world, but yet they do not have enough money to get themselves into heaven. So now the story of the rich man and the poor man is where the poor man went to the rich man, but yet the rich man was greedy and selfish and did not want to share none of his wealth with the poor man. And matter of fact, he kept all this money and he bragged about what he had. He bragged about his cars. He bragged about his mansion. He bragged about his golden watch.
And how he wore fine clothing.
Clothes and shoes. And he bragged about his fine dinner. But yet he didn't have enough gumption to help nobody when somebody was in help. And we have folks like that today. Have all the money, but yet they still don't want to help nobody. They try to hog it. They try to hold on to it. They try to keep it. But yet and still, at the end of the day, that's what a lot of folks say, at the end of the day, you ain't going to get there. And I have not found yet that when you die and you put your money in the grave, that your money going to follow you. Nowhere. I don't care how much money you got. When you die, you ain't taking nothing with you. So here's what God is saying. God is saying, listen to this, all you people. Pay attention. Everyone in the world, high, low, rich, and poor, you need to listen, because God is giving an invitation. He's giving a call to everybody.
Now is the time to get it right.
Yes, it is.
It's not, we got to stop looking down on people because they're not of our standard.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people say, I donate to these different organizations. I give to charity. Mm. My good deeds, my good work, it works for me. That's giving. Mm-hmm. That's they think that is going to get them into heaven, but it really isn't.
Yes, it's showing
God heart. Say you have to what? Repent and be saved.
Yes, yeah, repent and be
saved.
And
then there is a lifestyle that you have to live.
Yes.
So my good deeds is not going to get me to heaven. My money is not going to get me to heaven. The way I look down on people is not going to get me into heaven. You got to be of equal status. You got to treat people equal, with or without money.
Yes.
We cannot frown upon people because of they don't have, they're not as fortunate as we are or as others. I'm not saying I'm rich, but I'm claiming it because it's what? My Father is rich in heaven, and if he got, I got.
Yes.
So, saying that, we need to learn how to embrace the poor, the people that don't have, the people that do have, the people that even are on your level. Treat everybody with kindness.
Yes. And we know that in the Bible, they tell us that when Jesus was in the church and they was collecting up tithes, and all the people that had money, they was putting in these big sums of money. They was throwing in these big checks and $25,000 and $50,000, and they were so proud and so happy of them putting their money into the basket. But here comes this one little old lady, and she threw it in one penny. That's all she had. And the disciples got angry. But why she put that in the basket? And everybody else was putting in these big checks. And Jesus turned around and said, guess what? She had put in the most. She put in the most that anybody else can put in there. It's easy to give when you have a overflow. It's easy to give when you got a pocket full of money. It's easy to give when you're making big money. It's easy to give, but when you don't have. When you don't have at all, then you put in your last into the church. So now, we need to understand, it's not what you put in, but how you put it in. And that's what I say. Can you put money in when your lights are turned off? Can you put money in when you don't have nothing to eat and you got your last little bit of money to pay your light bill or pay your water bill, but yet you want to give it to God? And what God is saying is, this call that he was making is to whom, to the people who God wants to hear his call. And Psalm 49:6 says, they that trust in their wealth boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. This is the call that God is really putting out to them. God wants them to, those who trust in their riches and those who boast and heed his call. God wants them to listen. God is making a call out to somebody right now. Somebody is hearing this call right now. You need to heed to the word of God. You need to listen to what God is saying today. I know God is speaking to somebody hard right now. All your riches and all your fame and all your status is not going to get you there. You need to heed to the word of God.
Listen. God is saying listen this morning. God wants men to realize that wealth and great riches is of no use, for it cannot redeem them from death.
Yes.
Their wealth, no matter how large it is, will never be enough to pay in order to live forever and never see the grave.
You know, that I think that's everybody's goal. They want to live forever. And a lot of these rich folks, they try to clone themselves and take their DNA and freeze it and put it in the refrigerator and wait till sometime later that they can be reborn again. But I ain't but one way that you're going to be reborn. And that is through Jesus Christ.
Through Christ Jesus.
When God made us, he made us for a purpose and for a reason. And he made us because of what Adam did, that our body is cursed. So that's why we have diseases and we have sickness. And the Bible does tell us that when we die, this old body going back to the dust. But you got to realize that your spirit man going to live forever. So now, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much fame you got. Whether you're a football player, basketball player, you're a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever your case may be, you cannot buy your way into heaven. And you cannot live forever. And the Bible tells us that it's appointed for a man to die.
Yes,
and your
is.
Time going to come, you will die. And matter of fact, people are dying each and every day.
Every day, expected and unexpected.
Yes. But my thing is, I know I'm going to die. That we need to accept. But we need to not accept death as dead and dying and I'm not going to live again. We should not accept death like that as we are Christian. We should accept death as the beginning of the rest of my life. Because it's going to determine where I spend my eternity. What I'm going to spend with Jesus is I'm going to be thrown in a lake of fire and burned with everybody else. So no matter How you live your life, you need to understand, yeah, I'm going to die. But my after death, where I'm going to live forever, that's where I want to be.
I have another question for thought.
Mm-hmm.
What further proves that wealth and great riches is of no use to redeem a man from death? And we look at Psalms 49th chapter, verses 16 and 17. And it says, so don't be dismayed when the wicked grow rich and their homes become even more splendid. For when they die, they carry nothing with them.
Mm.
Their wealth will not follow them into the grave.
Amen.
God wants men to also realize that men will carry nothing to his grave. Their wealth will not follow them. So why do we act like we have this persona that we're so untouchable, that when we die, there is no new beginning. There is no heaven. There is no hell. You know, some people think that way.
Yes. That's because they don't know who Jesus Christ is. They don't understand what life is really all about. And they don't understand the cross. They don't understand the purpose of the cross. They don't understand the purpose of Jesus Christ dying. They don't understand the purpose of him shedding his precious blood and the price that he paid for our life. Until we come into the full knowledge, what the Bible says, and the full understanding, then we can recognize who Jesus Christ is. Then we can know who the Father is. Then we can be full of the Spirit of God. Then we can have eternal life. Because Jesus said, when I come to bring you life and bring you life abundantly. Now, that don't mean that abundantly on this earth. I'm not looking at this earth. I'm looking at my afterlife. Yes, I know I need to work, and I know I need to pay my bills. And I know that God wants us to have the best everything on this world, because we are living in this world. So that does not mean I have to be of this world, because I live in this world. But yet and still, I understand that there is a greater life than this life that I'm living now. Look at the life that we're living now. We are suffering. We go through illness. We go through disappointments. We go through letdowns. We go through a whole lot of stuff in this world. But I know when I get to the other world, it won't be no more sickness. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
It won't be no more disappointment. I don't have to worry about no light bill, no water bill, no car, no. Everything going to be taken care of. Matter of fact, we're going to be walking on the streets of gold. And all the diamonds and all the pearls going to get what? It's going to be stuck in the 12th gate. We have no need of the monetary system, because we're going to be in a better place than what we are now. So now, but yet while I'm here, I understand what I need to survive in this world. I know and understand that I need to pay my mortgage, because if I don't pay my mortgage, they're going to foreclose on my house.
Be homeless, yes.
Yes, and if I don't pay my car, no, they're going to repossess my car. That I understand. And if you don't pay Post St. Lucie water bill, they will shut it off. And don't pay for the power of light. They will cut your lights. Oh, yes, they will. And they have no problem whether you're a Christian or not. It don't matter to them, because it's all about the money. Come on, somebody. And everybody here to make money. This is understand. Jesus said that the answer to everything is money. Mm. But yet we need to understand whether you're rich. And this is what it really is a sermon for the rich. All your money that you make. And think about it. When you die, your children are going to get your money anyway. And they're going to fuss over it. They're going to fight over it. They're going to squander your hard earning.
Yes.
And your sacrifice. That's what they're going to do. And some of them can't wait till mom and daddy pass away to collect. There's a bunch of them like that now. So we need to understand, until we come into the full knowledge of the cross.
Mm.
And there's a lot of folks that in the church still don't have the full knowledge of the cross. And what does it mean at the cross? And I always say, our life end and begin at the cross.
I have another question for you, Apostle. Who else among the people that God want most to heed to his call?
Yes.
It's not just the rich man.
Yes.
We got some poor people out there, too, that have the wrong mentality as well.
Yes.
God wants men to realize that the wisdom does not make a wise man better off, that the fool when they die, fools and wise men will meet the same fate, which is death. So how does a wise man die as a fool?
Mm. Okay, if we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verses 14 through 16, it says, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happened to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happened to the fool, so it happened even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then said in my heart, hath that this also is vanity? For there is no remembrance of the wise, more of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is the days to come, should I all be forgotten? And how deaf the wise man as the fool. In other words, for the wise person that sees, while the fool is blind, yet I saw the wise and the foolish share the same faith. Both of them died. Just as the fool will die, also will I die. So of what value is all my wisdom? Then I said to myself, this is also meaningless. For the wise person and the fool both dies in the days to come. Both will be forgotten. So now, we all got the same faith. Because you're rich, your death ain't going to be no better than mine. We're all going to die the same way. Destiny.
Some tragedy.
Yeah, some of them might get shot, but you still dead. Caught into the world now. Let's get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand that there's a death that I really don't want. Because I know I got to die in this body.
In the natural, yes.
I got to die in the natural.
We all do, yes.
Yes, but I don't want to die in the spirit.
Oh, man, that's the most important part.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that's the most important part. See, they call that the second death. And people need to understand, yes, we're going to die. Because, you know, Bible said it's appointed. And two things that I know we guarantee, death and taxes. Now, we guarantee that. But I don't want that second death. I don't want to be separated from God. Now, that's the death that we really need to be worried about. Because when that time comes on the day of judgment, I'm helping anybody out there? Somebody need to repent right now.
You're helping me.
Somebody needs to say, Lord, I don't want to die the second death. I want to just give my life to Christ. Somebody needs to say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, come in and be my Savior. Lord, forgive me. I confess every sin and believe in my heart.
Oh, yes,
somebody Lord. Need to do it right now.
Somebody.
Because when you die the second death, and that second death going to be forever. Second death and our first death is not permanent. Come on, somebody. You need to understand that. Because the Bible says we're going to live again, but we're going to live immortal. And we're going to see Jesus. Come on, somebody. Whether you go to church
that
or not,
glorious life.
Whether you like Jesus Christ or not, whether you're atheist, whatever you is, you're going to see Jesus. Now, you can't get around that. So you can holler about, I don't like the Lord, I hate God and all that, I don't believe in it, I don't care what you say, you're going to see Jesus one more time.
Yes, let's not be like the rich man. You know,
lift up our eyes.
You got so much,
mm.
But then when you leave here, you live your life in torment, mm. in hell, living hell for the rest of your life.
Mm.
I think I would prefer to be the poor man.
Yes.
I may not have much, but I got Jesus.
Mm, yes.
He's my all in all.
Come on now.
My Savior.
Yes, he is.
So if I don't have nothing,
mm.
if I got Jesus, I'm going to wake up
mm.
in the arms of Abraham.
Yes. Amen.
In the bosom of Abraham.
In the bosom of Abraham. So what God is saying is, for those of you who trust in your wealth, boast about your riches, heed his call. God wants you to listen. God wants men to realize that wealth and great riches is no use, and it cannot redeem you from death. They can never pay enough money to live forever and never see the grave. God also wants men to realize that wisdom does not make a man wise better off than the fool. Fool, wise man, rich man, poor man, well, whoever, we all going to go through the same death, same situation. And I always say, we all going to take that final ride.
Yes, we are.
I don't care how much money you got, you're going to take that final ride.
Going to take that ride.
And if you don't let go of the church, guess what? You're going to end up in somebody's church, whether you like it or not. You're going to be in church. Amen. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker.
And Apostle Betty Whitaker.
And we are from First Church 5-4 Fellowship, located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2865 Brighton Street. Our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Our morning service starts at 11 a.m. And Bible study on Wednesday night at 7:30. Come on out and join us. We have some great, great, great discussion in our Bible study. Amen. Here we go. We're getting ready to leave. Let's get ready to see our motto. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. And may God bless you. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.